Bolivia, con Argentina, en Napa, le voy a incluir a uno de
ellos.
¿No? Ah, ya, vos decís que no. No va a poder tener un poco de la ciudad. Ya, vamos.
We love you so much in the name of Jesus. And we want to continue to sound the trumpet of God. And we've been joined on with the six angels among the seven.
And
we continue to sound the trumpet to warn all nations, all the clans, nations, and languages, that there is a judgment of hell and a lake of fire. And they are there to inherit eternal life. Praise Jesus. All the words we speak, it is to choose through life or death. Praise Jesus. The blessing or a curse. Now, because of those words, proceeding with the journey, move through the Bible for 7 years, from 2005, reaching 2011, the journey of heaven, move through the Bible for 7 years. And it was moved through the spiritual transports which are responsible of by the Holy Spirit, like the vision, like the dream, like the trance, like the Urim, like the Azotas. Those are the spiritual transports which are led by the Holy Spirit in His full. There are the seven spirits of the Lord and the seven eyes of God, which is sent in the entire world and in the entire heavens, and even the seven groups of angels, they who led in this mission. And right now they are moving on to do the same thing, to hold the same trumpet, sound them in the entire nation, and they holding the weapons. Revelation 15, to stand on our side, to fight all the enemies of the truth. We speak of the devil and his fallen angels, and they will decide to come from the people and they join on them. Praise Jesus. Now, in this journey of heaven, we continue to review the mystery of God. That is the Master Jesus.
As
we heard in Revelation 10, verse 7. That before this end comes, the mystery of God must have been revealed unto all nations. The mystery is Christ Jesus. Within Him are things in heaven and earth. And we began to see right from planet earth where we are. As we see in the images here, we began from our planet, known as the happy table earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We saw other nine planets to make ten, and we saw the kingdom of the stars together with the moon and the sun. We saw hell and whatever is within it, whatever is done there, the armies working in hell,
who
are led by the angel of death in hell, angel Abaddon,
the
angel of the chain,
who
imprison all the evil spirits. Praise Jesus. Now we are headed to see the principalities found in the kingdom of the stars, where their main headquarter is,
and
another base under the sea,
Bermuda Triangle.
They are the ones we're going to look
unto.
Even though they have other small headquarters in different water bodies, and in the mountains. But the main headquarters is in the kingdom of the stars and in Bermuda Triangle. We are going to be seeing them and we shall know who they are. What can we do to destroy them or to put them in the bottomless pit to be imprisoned?
But
that authority was given us.
But
the authority has been missing one thing. Knowledge. For the one who speaks knowledge, he speaks authority.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, knowledge,
we are going to continue to know about the principalities they found in the kingdom of the stars. It is going to help you so much to know how you will fight of the spiritual wars. And you will always know how you will stand to command the armies on our side, the armies of angels, to fight all those.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is how it's going to be as we look onto them. We begin like this. We began with Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12.
Abefeso essula ey'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
Ephesians 6 from verse 12.
Agamba bwe buti. Kubanga tetumeggana na musaayi na mubiri.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Etulwanagana nabo.
What we fight with.
Tebabeerangako mu musaayi.
They have never resided in blood.
Ate tebabeerangako mu mubiri.
They have never been in the body.
Simanyi oba waliwo kibikulidwa.
I don't know whether they've been ever revealed with this.
Naye emyoyo gino gyetulwanagana
nagyo. But these spirits we are fighting with.
Tegibeerangako mu musaayi.
They have never been in blood.
Kugamba tegibeerangako mu mubiri.
They have never been in the flesh.
Era n'omu musaayi.
Not even blood.
Bandi betulwanagana.
Who are they that we are fighting with?
But
Bible shows that all of them were in flesh and blood. If they are evil sinners, they are imprisoned in hell, the prison of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Who are we fighting with? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. The ones we are fighting with are not your forefathers who died. Those who were ever in flesh and blood, they have ever been in flesh and blood. But the ones we fight with, they have never been in flesh and blood. The scripture begins telling you this. The ones we fight with
is
not flesh and blood, and they have never resided in it. We fight with who and who? We
are going
to see the devils. The Satan was a cherubim.
He's
fallen angels. They never lived in flesh and blood. That's why the Bible begins by saying, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. The ones we fight with, the ones we continue to go
to.
Who are they who are called demons? These fallen angels. Praise Jesus.
They
are the ones called demons.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But
if it's like people have gotten out of the flesh, Bible calls them sinners.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
the ones all we call demons, they are the fallen angels. They have never resided in flesh and blood.
Yes,
praise Jesus. These fallen angels, they are not ones known as evil spirits. You're going to continue to discover that secret upon them. For Bible speaks of angels, and God makes them winds and spirits, ministering spirits to us. Now the ones who fell among them, they are called evil spirits.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
That's
why the Bible began by saying, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And the ones we're fighting with, they have never resided in flesh and blood. They have spent all this long when they have another body.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Let's move on a bit here.
Ephesians
6, verse 12.
Kubanga tetumeggana na musayi na mubiri. Wabula naba masaza. N'ab'obuyinza n'abafuga ensi ab'omu kizikiza kino.
The ones we fight with, you hear them. The rulers,
bafugira mu kizikiza
kyensi. They run through the darkness of this world,
oba mu butamanya,
or in ignorance. Praise Jesus. Not flesh and blood.
These
are principalities. Their woes have lived long.
And
they are still moving on.
And your
Gabriel speaks of them like this.
According
to the things he was explaining in the journey of heaven, which was moved to the Bible. Anytime I speak, Gabriel spoke this.
Oh,
God says this. It is within the Holy Scriptures. And we have to check it out. Let's go and see in Daniel 10.
Daniel Sura and Yakumi.
Daniel 10 from verse 20 to 21.
Daniel Sura Yakumi. Olunyiru wa makumi abiri. Nalyo kayogera nti omanyi kyenvudde njija gy'oli. Ne kaakano n'addayo okulwana n'omulangira w'e Buperusi. Era bwe ndivaayo, laba omulangira w'e Buyonaani alijja. Naye n'akubuulira ebyawandiikibwa mu byawandiikibwa eby'amazima. So si wali ali ku luuyi lwange okulwanyisa abo wabula Mikayiri omulangira wammwe.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Gabriel yali agamba.
Gabriel was saying.
Nti twagala fu kubanga batuletera okumanya
ene byawandika. We want them to bring what is the Holy Scriptures.
Tufuna omusana.
That we get the light.
Tufuna okumulisibwa ku bibwa kwatako.
That we can be enlightened concerning them.
Naye jukira Gabriel we yali agenda okutuka ku nsiko.
Remember as Gabriel was going to reach this
hour. Bamalaika abako bamukwata ennaku abiri
mu. His fallen angels captured him for 21
days. Batebagala aliteena omusana gwa
kumanya. We want him to bring the light of knowledge down
here. Byawandika bitu ku bibwa kwatako.
The Holy Scriptures within heaven.
Kubanga byali bigenda maso okubikula ebibwa kwatako.
They were revealing what concerns them.
N'okubikula obulamu obutaka.
And to reveal the eternal life to people.
Kati baba
now they want to reign people within darkness.
Gabriel
and Gabriel says,
and
when these wars we are moving on, the one on his side is Michael.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Angel Michael of the warfare.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the people we're fighting with,
these
we are not fighting with demons of the dead people, but demons of the fallen angels. For you cannot tell me that the demon of a dead person is what was fighting with Angel Michael here.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
These
were their colleagues, fellow fallen angels.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That's why they have told you. As they were finishing to fight principalities on the other side, the ones of the Persians, they were expecting other principalities from the Greek coming to attack them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. They are within the space of this world. We are going to be revealing the kingdom of the stars, their clefts, where their camps are. They used to be clefts,
right?
They have built within a space.
And
they
have
tried to build cities there to make it look nice and make rockets which bring them down on earth. They usually call them the aliens. That those green men. Many times they claim that when they speak in this way, they say that you claim you are in God's image. What about us? For if God, he says, created heaven and earth, now who created us? That's
yes.
How they speak and they claim.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
all this we are going to discover from them. But we've had
Michael
is one of the armies on our side that we can fight them. Those days they never spoke much of their names. But right now we're going to know who are these ones who are called principalities, who are called demons. Praise Jesus. Even though they are filled within this world, but their headquarters, there are two. The first headquarters is in the kingdom of the stars. The second headquarters is under the sea. But from that triangle, that's where the main headquarters
so,
is. Now we're moving on to see them. You're going to be seeing what do they do. Who are these ones? What are we going to do to silence them and imprison them? To put them in the bottomless pit, reaching the day of judgment.
In
Revelation 18, the warning is like this. Revelations 18 from verse 1.
Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ne ndaba malayika omulala ng'akka okuva mu ggulu, ng'alina obuyinza bungi, n'ensi n'emulisibwa ekitiibwa kye. N'ayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ery'amaanyi, ng'ayogera nti kigudde, kigudde Babulooni ekinene. Ne kifuuka ekisulo ky'abalubaale, n'ekkomera lya buli dayimooni, n'ekkomera lya buli nnyonyi embi ekyayibwa. Kubanga olw'omwenge gw'obusungu bw'obwenzi bwe, amawanga gonna gagudde, ne bakabaka b'ensi ne bayenda naye, n'abatunzi b'ensi ne bagaggawala olw'amaanyi g'obukaba bwe.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bakugambia,
they have told you
that, enseno,
that this world
Babylon,
known as Babylon
yali efuse,
had become a haunt of every evil spirit,
obange,
and many demons are upon it, all these fallen angels,
eranga, basu,
and they can be like they can be like spirits flying within the space and
yes,
vomit. Praise Jesus.
Eranga, eringanga, buli moyo gonna omubi,
and every evil spirit
okusobola okulabikira mu binyonyi,
which would appear through the birds, in the different animals,
nga bwe tugenda okulaba,
just as we are going to see,
bali bamaze okujja kuno,
they had already come here.
Naye ng'ekizibu ekyali kiriwo,
the problem which was,
obusungu bwali bweyongedde,
their rage had grown,
obusungu bwa Satani,
the rage of the devil,
ne Jezebeli,
and the Jezebel,
olw'okubanga bali bamaze okubagoba
mu, because they had already been cast from heaven,
ne basalawo okubanga bakampinga mu nsi,
and they decided to encamp in this world and to wage a war.
Bayongeramu ekitebe kino ekiri mu Bermuda Triangle amaanyi,
they added it and empowered this basin in Bermuda Triangle,
n'abamasaza mu bwengula,
and the principalities in the space,
era bajja obusungu balina bungi,
and they came when they are highly raged,
buli muntu yenna
on every person
akwata amateeka ga
Katonda, who holds the commands of God
n'obujulira bwa Yesu,
and the witness of Christ.
Soke tuddeyo ko katono,
let's go back brief,
kubikuwa 12,
Revelation 12
olunyo nole 16
and 17.
Olabe lwaki bagambye nti obusungu, obusungu bungi.
And you see why they say that they are raged. The rage of Jezebel,
omubaka wa Satani,
the message of the devil,
obagwe tumanyinga assistant,
whom we know as his assistant.
Tuli mu kubikira essula ya 12 n'olunyiriri lwa 16.
Revelations 12 verse 16.
Ensi neyamba omukazi, ensi neyasamya akamwa kaayo, n'enywa omugga ogusota gwe gwawandula okuva mu kamwa kaagwo. Ogusota ne gusunguwalira omukazi, ne gugenda okulwana n'ab'omu zadde lye abaasigalawo abakwata ebiragiro bya Katonda era abalina okutegeeza kwa Yesu.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Tuwuliddeko ku busungu.
Now we've heard of this rage.
Naye bwe tubadde twogera ku busungu,
as we're speaking of this rage,
tubulabyeko mu kubikwa 18.
We've seen in Revelation 18
olw'obusungu,
that because of the rage
bwa Satani,
of the adultery of the devil,
yayongeramu olutalo luno okubanga alwanisa abakwata amateeka ga Katonda,
to strengthen fighting they who hold the command of God and the testimony of Jesus our Master.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Kati twagadde otegeere,
now we wanted you to know,
kiki ekyabaawo era be baani bano,
what happened and who are these ones abayitiddwa
emizimu,
who have been called demons. For the war happened in heaven. When you read Revelation 12, verse 7, after the war happened, and they came from heaven with high rage, and they asked the challenge to fight they who hold the commands of God. And even though the majority of the fallen angels were imprisoned in the bottomless pit, they who remained were more than the humanity on this world. Praise Jesus. And it is shown that they could fill this world, but because they are spirits which can make themselves birds or any other animal, just as
we see
in Ezekiel 8, they can be within the world and we can never see them, yet they remain doing their work.
bafuuka abalabika eri abantu.
Takes them a level to appear as human beings
unto,
as we are going to be explained.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Era kyava batugamba.
That's why they tell us.
In Ephesians chapter 2.
In Ephesians chapter 2.
Olunyiriri olusooka.
From verse 1
olw'okubiri.
And 2. Abefeso esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olusooka. Ephesians 2 from verse 1.
Era namwe yabazuukiza bwe mwali nga mufiridde mu byonoono n'ebibi byammwe bye mwatambulirangamu edda ng'emirembe gy'ensi eno bwe giri okugobereranga omukulu w'obuyinza obw'omu bbanga
bamuyise omukulu
is called the ruler
w'obuyinza obw'omu
bbanga of the kingdom of the air
omwoyo ogukoza kaakano mu baana abatawulira
nti gwe mwoyo ogukoza mu baana abatawulira.
That is the spirit working in the children of disobedience.
Buli agaana okugondera eddoboozi lya Mukama Katonda.
Refuses to obey the voice of the Lord our God.
N'okukwata amateeka n'ebiragiro
n'ebisa. And to obey his laws and commandments and judgments.
Gwe mwoyo ogubeera gumukoza.
That is the spirit working within them.
Amazima gali bwe gati.
The truth is this.
Bw'oba toliiko mwoyo wa Mukama.
If you have no spirit of the Lord.
Omwoyo wa Katonda omulamu.
The living spirit of God. You have a demon upon you.
Ogubeera gukoza by'obeera okola.
Which makes you do whatever you claim to do.
Oba olungamizibwa omwoyo wa Katonda.
You have been led by the spirit of the Lord.
Oba olungamizibwa omwoyo gwa
Satan. Or you are led by the spirit of the devil.
Oba bano bamalayika abaako.
Or these fallen angels.
Ekyo kiri automatic ku nsi kuno.
That is automatic on this world.
Era bakugambye.
And they have told you.
Omwoyo guno ogwa abana bamasiza bafugira mu kizikizi
kyense. This spirit is running through the darkness of the world.
Bakoza buli mwana omujeemu.
They work within every child of disobedience.
Buli kyokola.
Everything you do.
Bobanga si mwoyo wa Katonda yakulungamiza.
If the spirit of the Lord was led you.
Satan yabakulunga.
The devil is one who is leading you.
Kati kitegeezwa no kuseparating nga ulondewo.
You have to surrender and choose.
Ofuka omwana wa Katonda.
Become a child of God.
Olungamizibwa omwoyo wa Katonda.
And you are led by the spirit of the Lord.
Oba okulungamizibwa omwoyo guno.
Or you are led by this spirit.
Okukoza abaana abajeemu.
Which works in children of disobedience.
Yes,
yebazibwa. Praise Jesus.
Naye nga batugambye.
But they have told us.
Gubeera mu bwakabaka bwe mwenyeni.
In the kingdom of the
stars. Oba gye tuyita mu bbanga.
Where we call the firmament.
Si kuba nti babeera mu bbanga.
Not that they are within a space.
Babeera ne kampu we basibidde.
They have a camp where they base.
Era babeera mu kampu zino.
When they are in these camps.
Ogenda kulaba ebintu bingi.
You're going to see many things.
Basinzira okukola okuva mu
kapusaabwe
nga tujja kugenda mu maaso
n'okubanyonyolabeebaani
banoasooka tulaba ebitebe
byabwe
entuba tugenda kwolekera
okubalababamanyiddwa
nga bamalayika
abaagoera
nga ebiseera ebisinga
ano
babayita ba
aliens.
Yesu
yebazibwa
tugenze tugende mu Obadiah.
Let's go to Obadiah.
Tulimu Obadiah esuula eno esooka n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Obadiah chapter 1 from verse 1.
Okwolesebwa kwa Obadiah. Bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda ku Edomu. Nti tuwulidde ebigambo ebiva eri Mukama n'omubaka atumiddwa eri amawanga nti muyimuke tuyimuke ku nsi ye tulwane naye.
Waliyo omubaka.
There is a messenger.
Mukama waffe Yesu bwe yali atumibwa.
Lord Jesus when he was being sent.
Naye abamasaza.
But the principalities.
Nga basinzira mu bwengule.
Basing in the stars.
Baatuula ne bagamba tuyimuke tulwane naye.
They said let us arise and fight with him.
Era kye baakola.
And what they did. And they came on this world. And they said they sat in the rulers of this world. And they began to contend with that ruler. Bible shows. In Psalms chapter 2. When the Holy Spirit was speaking. He said that the heathens. And the rulers. They have sat to reason against the Lord. And his Messiah evil words.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And they said, let them break his chains, that they cast him far. And the Holy Spirit said, the one who sits in the throne will scorn them. The Lord will laugh after them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
All
this was being reserved out. But the best way they were facing that time, they could never reason such words within heaven. Even though these fallen angels have ever been in the Jerusalem city of heaven, great gathering of the angels. But the seasons of the Master Jesus coming, they could no more hold their meetings in the Jerusalem of heaven. And he decided to put their camp in the kingdom of the stars.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And that's where they best to reason words to fight God together with his son and all they who serve God. Let us hear.
Obadiah 1 verse 2.
Laba
nkufudde omuto mu mawanga ononyomebwa ononyomebwa nnyo gwe. Amalala ag'omutima gwo gakukyamizza. Gwe azimba mu biwuku eby'omulwazi.
Agenda mu bwakabaka buno
obw'emunyeenye. The kingdom of the stars.
N'afuna ebiwuku.
And he gets cliffs of rocks. And he begins to fashion structures up there.
The
first dug the clefts. You know, going in the star and you dig a cleft within it. And you see how you will build within it. They began to make this base as the temple. That's why he's spoken of as the pride in him, which made him fall and was hated. Praise Jesus. Who is this spoken of so much? We speak of the devil himself. He's the one who began this place as we study golf. In BC. Before the birth of Christ on earth. And even though he was imprisoned, the one he put in his position, whom we know as Jezebel, or the queen of heaven, she is now the one using these places together with the fallen angels. They were known as aliens. They were known as demons or evil spirits. We are going to continue to know the information concerning them. Let us first go and probe whether here in Obadiah, the one they are speaking of is the one. Let's read in Isaiah 49. Isaiah 14 verse 9. Amagombe wansi gagugumuka ku lulwo okukusisinkana ng'ojja. Gagolokosa abafu ku lulwo, abakulu bonna ab'ensi. Gayimusizza bakabaka bonna ab'amawanga okuva ku ntebe zaabwe. Abo bonna baliddamu ne bakugamba nti, era naawe ofuuse munafu nga ffe, ofaananyizibbwa nga ffe, ekitiibwa kyo kisibbwa emagombe, n'eddoboozi ly'ennanga zo envunyu zaaliriddwa wansi wo, era envunyu zikubiseeko ng'ogudde okuva mu ggulu, gwe Lusifa omwana ow'enkya. Ng'otemeddwa okutuuka ku ttaka, gwe yameganga amawanga.
Owulidde emwogerwako.
You've heard what is spoken of.
Oyinza okuba mu Bayibuli ey'Oluganda.
First in your Uganda Bible.
Olina ekigambo ekyo Lucifer.
You don't have that word Lucifer.
Naye olina okulizaawo erinnya
lya Lucifer. But you have to restore that word, that name is in your Bible.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Yabeeranga akola amalala mu ggulu.
He used to make pride in heaven.
Era ebisuubizo ebyamusuubizibwako.
And the promises promised upon him.
Kwe kugobebwayo.
He should be cast out of heaven.
Tuwulidde obulungi mu Obadiah.
Which we've heard in Obadiah.
Twabadde twagala kakasa y'ono gwe boogerako wali.
They to prove, is it the one they are speaking of in Obadiah? Let's move on ahead, brief.
Tuli mu Isaiah, esula ya 14 n'olunyiriri lwa 13.
Isaiah 14 verse 13.
Noyogera mu mutima gwo nti, ndirinnya mu ggulu, ndigulumiza entebe yange okusinga emmunyeenye za Katonda. Era ndituula ku lusozi olw'ekibiina, ku luuyi, ku njuyi ez'enkomerero ez'obukiika obwa kkono. Ndirinnya okusinga ebire we bikoma, ndifaanana oyo ali waggulu ennyo
n'asooka amanyira ne kitaffe
mwennyini to familiarize the father himself.
Bwera lino okumujja naye mu ntebe
atuule. Take him off his throne and he sits within it.
Kati kitaffe naye yamutumira.
Now the father too sent for him.
Nabwe tuzeye mu Obadiah
wano. As we've gone back to Obadiah.
Nga amugamba bwati.
And he tells him like
this. Eno gye yali asinzira mu kwogera ebigambo
bye. This is why he was best to speak those his words.
Bwakabaka bwe munye.
In the kingdom of the stars. Mpuku
ezali zisimiddwa.
In the clefts he has stuck within the rocks.
Wankubadde nga kankano.
Even though right now.
Zikyali mpuku.
There are no more clefts.
Bibuga ebiwedde.
There are cities which have been built.
Bazimbiddwa ddala ebibuga.
They have built cities there. And you always see them. And they play within different films. Men who are very tall and slim. And they are built within a space. They are right there real. And these are the foreign angels. And the number which remains.
It may
be few under calculation of God.
But
unto us they are even more than us. On the human beings of this world. Praise Jesus. Let's move on
over
here. We've gone back to Obadiah. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 2.
Obadiah esule soka n'olinyolo okubiri. Laba nkufudde omuto mu mawanga. Ononyomebwa nnyo gwe. Amalala ag'omu mutima gwo gakukyamizza. Gwazimba ebiwuku by'omulwazi. Gwe azimba mu biwuku eby'omulwazi. Gwatula waggulu. Ayogera mu mutima gwo nti. Ani alinzisa wansi. Ne wankubadde ng'olinnya mu ggulu ng'empungu era ekisuukyo nga kiteekebwa wakati mu munyeenye. Ndikussa wansi oveeyo.
Kyavudde bamuyita abaamasaza
principalities in the air.
They
are within the kingdom of the stars. And what surprises
more,
we saw that the stars are living. Everything they do, I think the devil doesn't understand. For he goes within the stars and he digs clefts there. He's gone in other planets he has built there, passing through the messenger Jezebel and the fallen angels. Now they began to deceive the world that they have a hope to take them in their city. And the world, they corrupted it and they finished it. Here is where appeared men. They will go corrupting this entire world. And now they manufacture foods to destroy the natural foods. Now this is intended. And they say
that
they have to corrupt all the eggs of humanity not to give birth directly. And people will be just manufactured. Now they fight the nature and the way of God to finish it. And they are the ones who brought the way of raising children in those bottles.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. All this you're going to see them. In what the principalities do. I told you I'm going to pass through brief. I cannot explain them deeply. Because of the many things we have to cover. Remember all this.
We are
just still seeing the rim below.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
We
have to head on to see the rim above. Where there are three other heavens. But all these we see.
They are the ones
in the heaven we see down here.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now
because of that.
You
have to know where their bases are.
And when we shall
arise to send prayers of warfare,
you
send at the exact bases of them.
You
know that authority. Our master never gave it to angels to command all these. But this authority, it was given human beings to know these ones
and
to command the armies of angels to attack them. Praise Jesus. Let's move on and we read.
Atuli Mubadia. Esula esoke n'olinyirwa akona.
Obadiah 1 verse 4.
Ne wankubadde ng'olinya mu ggulu ng'empungu era ekisuukyo nga kiteekebwa wakati mu munyeenye. Ndikussa wansi oveeyo, bw'ayogera Mukama. Oba ababbi bajja gy'oli
oba abanyazi ekiro so olizikirira tebandibye byakumalala oba abanozi b'ezabbibu bajja gy'oli tebandireese ezabbibu ezeerebwawo ebya Esawu nga binoonyezebbwa bikwekebwa ebya Esawu nga binoonyezebwa ebikwekebwa ye nga bivumbuka.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ani gwe bagezaako okuyita Esau.
Are they trying to call Esau?
Esau yakola ki?
Esau, what did he do?
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Yali wa kusikira obusika.
He was to inherit.
Naye n'abutundu lwakagwa.
But he sold the inheritance for food.
Kwogera kwani?
We speak of who?
Bino byonna kyali kifaananyi kya Satani.
All these were an image of the devil.
Yalekawo bwa kerubi.
He's the one who left the position of a cherubim.
N'okusikira obwakabaka bw'omukulu.
Inherit the kingdom of heaven.
N'abutunda.
And he sold it.
Kubanga yali agala okubitibwa.
He wanted honors.
Kakati byonna bye yazzaakweka.
All the things he had been hiding, he
has
spoken off to be exposed.
And
he's brought in the mystery when he's called Esau.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That the ones of Esau he has hidden, right now they are being exposed.
And
therefore has no more secret
left.
All the things where they are breached, everything concerning him is to be known.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we are going to know why God says,
Two or three
sit and agree on this world, even in heaven, to be endorsed. And whatever they will lose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven. Everything they will bind, even in heaven they bind. For why? The warfare of heaven was finished. And it is no more commanded in heaven to exist. But the warfare remained on us. Just as we heard that they have come to fight the war on the commands of God and testimonies. Now the command is changed.
It
is us to command heaven to come and help us. For it is us in the problem. Praise Jesus. That is why it was changed. The one we are going to command, that is what we are going to do up here. What you lose is what you lose. And I want to prove you,
if
there's no principalities in the space, angel Abaddon passes them until we've commanded. And we have stood in truth and in knowledge to command the imprisonment of all of them. Praise Jesus. The number of the fallen angels, all of them were to be imprisoned. And the angels that commanded, all that number was imprisoned. But
there
was the number which was left for us. We as human beings, it has to bind them. Praise Jesus. And we need to release commands and the others can pass through, fight our works. That's why God reveals the secrets. Known where hell is, the prison of God, the bottomless pit. These angels where they should be imprisoned
are
these fallen angels known as demons that you know. And the other, and of general knowledge, where their headquarter is where they base.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
you continue to know
here
on earth what other base do they have.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we want to beat them
as based
on their bases. For when we beat them, they run and they hide in the other base. Now we have to send our armies on our side to
attack
onto all their camps.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And to even draw, we don't send them in the deserts, not even in the deserts, but in the bottomless pit.
And
we join another
word
on the day of judgment. Don't set them free.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we leave along what we have been speaking. I bind you. No. Those words are very weak. There is no knowledge in them. And they bring darkness in the counsel of God. For God says, when you bind, we do bind
heaven.
It means that there will be a commanding angel Abaddon bind that he can work in the spiritual realm. Now you bind here. We don't wrestle with flesh and blood. You have held your fellow human being, you're wrestling together. I will bind you.
It's
not like that.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. The one who wrestles with them and they bind them. We speak of the angels.
However,
that's why it warns us.
As we
move on, no. They tell us like this.
We were
told in 1 Corinthians,
2
Corinthians chapter 10, verse 7.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri esula ekumi n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu. Mutunuulire ebintu nga bwe biri. Omuntu yenna bwe yeewulira muli nga wa Kristo, yerowooze kino nate yekka nti nga ye bwali wa Kristo era naffe bwe tutyo. Kubanga ne bwe ndisukkirira okwenyumiriza olw'obuyinza bwaffe, Mukama waffe bwe yatuwa olw'okuzimba so si lwa kubasuula. Sirikwatibwa nsonyi, nneme okufaanana ng'abatiisa n'ebbaluwa zange. Kubanga boogera nti ebbaluwa z'enzibu z'amaanyi, era bw'abaawo omubiri gwe munafu, n'okwogera kwe si kintu. Ali bw'atyo alowooze kino nti nga bwe tuli mu bigambo mu bbaluwa nga tetuliiyo, era bwe tutyo bwe tuli mu bikolwa nga tetuli eyo.
Owulidde bulungi ebigambo nga ebibeera mu
Bayibuli
nti waliwo okusiba
mu
mwoyo bisigala bwe
birikitegeeza nti
singa tufuukira ddala ng'ekigambo bwe
kiri,
tusobola okukola ekyo ne bwe tuba
tukuliyokubanga
kosa okubeera nga malayika gundi siba,
obuyinza
bwampeebwa bwokugamba nti siba,
era
obuyinza bwampeebwa okugamba
kisumulula
nga ne gwenjogera naye mu
manyi. Speak with you, know him.
Why do you tell him to be in prison?
Not there. Where he's prison, I know there.
Just
the authority in the scripture. That authority is within the people. How does it come in the people? John 15:7 says, if you are abiding in me, then my words abide in you.
You can ask
all you need and it's given you. If we have these words, this authority is what we have. Just as the scriptures appear, we can appear like that. Praise Jesus. When they empower us, we can appear strong if they can be in us. Let's move on here.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri esula ya kumi n'olunyiriri lwa kumi na lumu.
2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 11.
Ali bw'atyo alowooze kino nti nga bwe tuli mu bigambo mu bbaluwa nga tetuliiyo, era bwetyo bwe tuli mu bikolwa nga tetuli eyo. Kubanga tetwaŋŋanga kwerowooza nga tuli ku muwendo gw'abalala ku bo abeetendereza bokka, newankubadde okwegeraageranya nabo, naye bo bokka nga beegeza bokka na bokka, era nga beegeraageranya bokka na bokka, tebalina magezi.
That
is how it moves.
Bw'otandika okwepimaapima,
when you begin to compare yourself,
myaka emeka gy'oweereza,
how many years you have ministered,
naye nga tolina maanyi wadde agasibisayo
wasuzanomu
n'egy'omusibisa naye nga
tomanyi.
Osindika mu nsi enyinkalu,
send them in deserts,
osindika mu nnyanja,
send them in the waters. Whatever you compare yourself lacks wisdom. Why is it spoken like that? When you get back to verse 3, he tells you like this. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 3.
Kuba newankubadde nga tutambulira mu mubiri, tetulwana kugobereranga mubiri, kubanga ebyokulwanyisa by'entalo zaffe si bya mubiri.
The weapons of our warfare,
si bya mubiri.
They are not carnal.
Like
others, we used to be there. And you feel you're holding a gun in your prayer. And you're shooting the enemy. That you're shooting the devil. Others used to hold pangas and you're cutting. It is not carnal. But they are powerful. Just as we hear here.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri esula ekumi olunyiriri lwa kuna.
2 Corinthians 10 verse 4.
Kubanga ebyokulwanyisa by'entalo zaffe si bya mubiri, naye by'amaanyi eri Katonda olw'okumenya ebigo.
to demolish strongholds of the devil. Strongholds of his men. Besides the base in the kingdom of the stars,
in
all the space and the firmaments they encamped there. You've been hearing in Daniel, Daniel 10, verse 20-21, that they first encamp in all principalities, in the
Kenya,
firmaments of Uganda, Kenya, Africa, all the firmaments of Africa, and they go in the firmaments of Asia, and they share those territories.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
they best there to fight with us. Now within there they build cliffs and camps there, or prisons.
And even what you do
on the world cannot be accepted in the kingdom of heaven. Even though your prayer can't accept you
go.
For the going of your prayer,
or
the answer
and go of
your prayer, it is an angel to come fulfill what you have prayed for.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they get from their camps and they encamp in all the space, and they spy the space, and they send to this world, and they do different bases. But they fight one thing: a human being shouldn't be safe to go back to heaven. A human being shouldn't escape from us.
We
need many numbers of the armies we have to join on our side. They are fighting for one thing: if you dare fall in hell, you are on their side.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
all the formats they encounter are weapons which can demolish strongholds. We are going to be hearing seeing those angels who have the weapons which can demolish all strongholds we cannot be seen with physical eyes. And even this time, this earth has prisons of the devil. Those ones we started there. The Bible speaks of them in Ecclesiastes, that there is a man who can put many prisons on this world. He cannot be seen with physical eyes, and to destroy them
it
takes men who are stood in the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on brief.
2
Corinthians 10 verse 5.
Nga tumenya empaka na buli kintu ekigulumivu ekikulumbazibwa okulwana n'okutegeera kwa Katonda.
Yes,
after connecting with our weapons, as we use knowledge and understanding of God, everything arguing with the knowledge of God is a prison of the devil, and
those
are the strongholds of the devil in this world, which are in the space. They have many things they use. They pass through dreams, and they pass through visions, and they things of changing perspective of people, and they forge voices onto people, and they begin to start religions and beliefs. Every time they're inventing different things, many times they pass through the people to be able to invent things which confuse the human being as well. But based in the stars, like we've seen the kingdom of the stars, that they can invent the things and they can put it to human beings, but they have collected human beings. We have to spend all his time. They shouldn't ever get time again to understand God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And here Ecclesiastes warns us. Let's go briefly in Ecclesiastes. I'm going to be passing through these men, these fallen angels, known as demons,
and
some of the things they do. And it's required of us to stand to try to fight them. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29.
Omubuulizi essula ya 7 n'olunyiri lwa 29. Laba, kino kyokka kye nalaba, nga Katonda yakola abantu nga bagolokofu, naye bo
nebanonya bingi bebagunja.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they search out many things which they invented for themselves. They found them with who? For they were searching for them. And they
somewhere.
Fell upon them somewhere. And there was someone who had them. And he put them within them to do them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You may see football. And it was a game. But right now it changed. It's the devil himself. Praise Jesus. Things which are invented. You will see that your team is called Red Devils. And
he
said, these red devils, yet when you go to principalities, they clothe different clothing according to their actions. And these red devils, they are real, they are there in these fallen angels. When you enter them, many times, when you go to their system to get evil powers, you clothe black and red. Or we see them in the Nigerian films.
Red devils,
you may hear red devils. They are even white devils. They
too
are there. And when you enter them, you have to clothe white. You may see a man on the pulpit every day and he calls himself a pastor. But he says God told him to always clothe white.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
To
take away the time for man to understand God. And this is with their brother betting. All that is their drama. You are within there, your mind's corrupted. And you line up as if you're going to heaven, but you're betting.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
they put different games confusing you. Remember all this. They connive with human beings. Just as we've heard. Ephesians chapter 2. That the spirit working children of disobedience. It can create these games, the Ludo. It is to shake the Ludo. But the last number will be 6. To be the last powerful number. And when you hit the 6 on the dice, you feel you've done something powerful. If you hit 6 times 3 times 4, that's confusion. But 3 plus 6 is enough. You hit 6 once, the game is finished. If they left them 3, 6, you would have been open eyes and seen. But hit quadruple 6 and you make it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Never.
And they put other games. This one you hit, I hear black hits white. What is that?
Pull.
You get sticks, I hear you begin to hit balls with each other. But at the end of it all, black hits the white and falls in the hole, and black remains the winner. The principality is reigning through the darkness of the world.
All
that is done in human beings. Praise Jesus. But all this, we are trying to show you where principality is based to do all the things. First and foremost, in technology, they are far higher than us. They invented things. Remember, in the kingdom of the stars, they are precious stones and rocks. And within them, there are different powers which has high technology within them. Now, there must be higher technology than human beings. Praise Jesus.
But
they connive with people in this world who invented the things. Praise Jesus. But in this, we have to know them. Like Luke 14 tells us, we have to know what concerns them. When we know them, we are going to beat them. We have to stand in the word of God until they are all being put down in this new generation.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
are not just intending to get knowledge, but to contend with whatever has been contending with the knowledge of God. To break all their strongholds. Luke 14. 28.
Luka esula ya kumi na nya nolu nyiru wabili mumu naana.
Okuangu ya muka tisume azatu muru. Nekatandikire wakati wabili mumu naana.
Kubanga ani kumwe. Bwabanga yagala okuzimbe nyumba. Atasoka kutula na balira ebye milimu jayo. Obanga alina ebyo kumumala. Mposi bwabanga amaze okuteekawo omusingi. Bwatayiza kujimaliriza. Bonna abalaba batanula okumusekerera. Nga bagamba nti omuntu ono yasoka okuzimba n'atayinza kumala. Oba kabaka ki bwabanga agenda ku lutalo okulwana ne kabaka omulala atasooka kutuula n'ateesa ebigambo. Obanga ayinza n'akakumi okusinkana n'oli amujjira n'obukumi obubiri. Obanga si bwe kityo, oli bwabanga akyali wala nnyo atuma ababaka n'asaba ebyokutabagana. Kale bwe kityo, buli muntu yenna mu mmwe ateefiirizenga byonna byali nabyo, tayinzenga kuba muyigirizwa wange.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mukama yali atulabula.
The Lord was warning us.
Nti tumanyi kabaka wa bakaba.
That we know is the King of Kings.
Raimu kama wa bakaba.
And is the Lord of Lords.
Alina maje manje
kusaidia. He has many armies on our side.
Kwa hiyo tuchiraba mu baseka baka.
We are seeing it in 1 Kings chapter 2.
Isulio mukaka.
Verse 6. 2 Kings 2.
Yesu yebazibu.
2 Kings chapter 6.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ngatura bati abali kusaidia.
And we saw the ones on our side.
Banjo kusinga.
They are more than the ones of our enemies.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Kali chetuvatu wayongede.
That's why we've moved on.
Tumanyire dale bitye bya abana aba masinzi masinzi.
The bases where the principalities base.
Tuba kuba tusinzira ku bases
za bazi. We chase them basing in their bases themselves.
Ureko we batubura.
That they cease to have a resting place to sit.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ngati tubawa ni wangu badde munsenyi.
And we don't even go in the desert.
Ni wangu badde mukifocho
ndaba. Not even in any place where the waters.
Kukubera yo.
To be there.
Waburo kubayiganya wonna
wonna. But to haunt them wherever they are, to draw and send them in the promised
peace
or to the day of judgment. For after here, after we finish
principalities,
we shall go to the Jerusalem city of heaven to know the armies of angels on our side. This moment I want to tell you that God to bring this message, he is very ready to release armies. He has first brought light towards us that we may have light of knowledge. All things how they are going to be done. After it all,
he
has to awake men with the word knowledge and the women. And when they just enter prayer, even though they pray for the minutes, principalities are already being haunted wherever they are.
He
doesn't want these things we pray and we bath wind when there is no salvation. He wants prayer which is serious. When the prayer of warfare,
we
will even command and show direction. Meet them in the kingdom of the stars in this place. Beat down all their bases. But they have no one base that is one star. They are encamped in most of the stars. They are encamped on the planets you see right there. They are right there working. Church is not revealed of it. Church is on one thing. There is the power moving. And the power they don't know is of who?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
right now we're proceeding on. We understand who are the ones who are in this work of messing up this world, hinder us obey the commands of God, and to
hearken
the testimony of the Lord Jesus as the New Testament is.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we're moving on to continue to know what they do, those bases of the principalities. We're going to be heading to see their other base on this world. But in these bases, within them they do many other things within them. One of them, Ecclesiastes 12 verse 12, it is right there. Let's read it there.
Mbulizi esule yukumi nebili. Nolu njiri ole kumi nebili.
Ecclesiastes 12 verse 12.
Mbamba. Mbulizi esule yukumi nolu njiri ole kumi nebili. Mbamba buwe uti.
Ecclesiastes 12 from verse 12.
Elana te. Mwana wange. Labuka. Okukola anga ebitabo ebi inji. tekuliiko gye kukoma. N'okuyiga ennyo kuno kukooya omubiri.
Okuyiga ennyo kukooya omubiri.
To study so much, where is the body? The devil knows one thing.
Balina okukola obutabo obwa buli
kali. Have to print different kind of books.
Balina okukolera agatabo
g'omunsi muno. Books in this world. Study until you get out of this world. And they know that if you study so much, you have to get weary. You don't have time to study the word of God. And the ones you print in these many books, and many things in these books, it involves wearing the body. But what most surprises
is
that when you study the word of God, it rather empowers you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You get strength within the word. But they know it. Man didn't get time to be there into the Bible. Right now they came in another way. They
print
different foolish books which are like the Bible. I told you this, they do them under the
sea.
But the programs are programmed in the space kingdom of the stars. And they bring them in Bermuda Triangle and they fulfill them. And they release them. Let's make different films which are in series.
A
person to be there without any time, which studies the word of God. Remember their main work,
fulfilling
all the command of God and the New Testament and the testimony of the Lord Jesus and the New Testament. And the books we studied, they too they did them intending. And when they reached Africa,
and Africa
will be wise and they are wise.
And
Africa, let
me tell you.
You give them 21 subjects and an African does them. You can't give them to a white person and he does it. They study one specific thing, the one he knows. But when they reached Africa, and they knew he will be more wise. You
studied
21 subjects and you have books like a store. And you waste that time. And you study. By the time you get out of school to get a job, when you are in 45 years, you are gotten old, even the body is tired. By the time you think
God,
and books grew pride within you. And you number one, to understand God. These men do these things attending it.
They
do them up in the kingdom of the stars. And they get under the seat to fulfill them. And they call human beings on this world who have money. And they make them into the thing. And they make those programs. And they make syllabuses to study, which never ends. And
they
say right now you're going to add on a diploma, you're going to master's, things like that. But in the Lord, you don't have any space in your head. Nothing like God is thing you've entered in the head. Ending up in those books, you end coming up when you're arguing against God. You see, you understand so much. But after this world, no one will ask you of the books you studied. That's why he told you all things will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away. They are to ask us of the word no matter when. No one will ask you the mathematics you studied. No one will ask you the science no matter how much you studied. They will not ask you why did you get nines. But they will ask you the word, why did you refuse to hold on the word of God?
And
God sees people without his word when they are having no understanding and wisdom. And he told them in Jeremiah 8, and he told them, if they have rejected my word, what wisdom is within them?
You
study just things to trouble you.
Just
as if they help for the process of the world. The kingdom of the devil. Those are things of Caesar. And God will never ask you of them. All things of study, they are things of Caesar. I speak of the devil. The devil has no book of life.
We should
have read. Now we read many books. to trouble people. And when you study, don't study to think they will help you in heaven or to enter heaven. When Caesar wants them, you give him his. Just as we gather money, not because it takes us to heaven, but when he needs it, you get out, you give him his, and you make it through. What you have to first to know the words of God within you. For the ones who be asked of you, all this rest you're wasting your time. But let me ask a question. When we study, many years we study, every day, every night, some of them put miles for studying. But the person to study God, as if what you they see what you've done to them. Today we tell them we study God, and they are, it's hard. They tell them to go to study their books.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
They
put it there to waste your time.
And
just like the world moves, you have to do the balance inside of God.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. For the other, no one is going to ask them in heaven that your mathematics and your science, I hear I was mixing chemicals.
Well,
in the kingdom of heaven, who gets sick there? That you're going to treat that and be of an importance there. You have no importance there.
That's what it says,
that they have no wisdom who have left this word. But when you read there, you no more prophets, you are useless.
Bible tells
in heaven there is no pain, no sickness. Now you will study to be a doctor in heaven. What are you going to do with it there? That is on this world. And I know, even the one who comes to give, see how you think that you are the doctor, all that will pass away, but his word will never pass away. These principalities are wasting their time.
They know
a person shouldn't understand things of heaven. We have to get what wastes their time. That's why they brought miracles right now. And the devils are fronting miracles wherever. Nothing like knowing God. They know. In John 17:3, the eternal life is to know the one true God and Jesus Christ is sent. Now we should accept people to access knowledge. And they know very well. Hosea 4:6. And God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now they have to keep you in the prison of ignorance. You should access knowledge. They do it always. No matter how many services you do, and you're singing, you're shouting, what you worship and don't understand annoys. The altar of the unknown God is right there. No matter how much you sing, no matter how much you play your instruments and sing without knowledge, he says, proceed on, I have no problem. You reach in knowledge of God. Bible speaks of them.
They
kept them when they are learning every day, but they don't enter into understanding. Your fellowship every day when you don't need understanding, it doesn't do anything to him. No matter how much you fellowship and you use God's scriptures, do not forsake fellowship. For what reason? The devil doesn't mind such fellowships. You begin knowledge of God and see a problem with him. And he sees an aroma of knowledge bringing a problem to him. Knowledge is authority. And he knows that if you access knowledge, they are going to dangerously treat him.
Yes,
and affect him. Praise Jesus.
So,
now in all this,
we
want to tell you, brethren, that seek for knowledge will be able to overcome. All these I'm telling you, they prepare it under the kingdom of this
earth.
That's where their clefts and their camps are, even on the other planets. They don't cook. nothing else to do. But this human being, how can we dare make them get lost? They shouldn't go back to heaven for they have a chance of getting born again and go back to heaven. But they were chased and no place was left for them there. Now they say, we should accept man to go back in heaven. Where they sit in the meetings, they are on that always. You, before you sit in the meeting of speaking how you make it through heaven, they are always sitting in every time. What are we doing to this man? Man shouldn't go back to heaven. For the chest, we have no like a place there.
They are
nothing, they're just flesh and blood. How can we fail to capture them and go back on heaven? We have to do everything possible that they fail. Now, brethren, let's see if they are headquartered this world.
It's
under the sea. We've studied this for a long time. In Ezekiel 27.
Ezekiel sura ya makumi abiri musanvu n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Ezekiel 27 from verse 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijira nate nga kyogera nti, naawe omwana w'omuntu, tanula okungubagira Tuulo, ogambe Tuulo nti, ayi gwe atuula awayingirwa mu nnyanja, omusuubuzi w'amawanga eri ebizinga bingi.
Musuubuzi
is a merchant
ku bizinga bingi,
on too many coasts.
Atuula awayingirwa mu nnyanja.
He sits at the gateway to the sea. Why can we separate the sea? These big seas are many.
Tulina Indian Ocean.
We have Indian Ocean.
Tulina Pacific Ocean.
We have Pacific Ocean.
Tulina Atlantic Ocean.
We have Atlantic Ocean.
Gana.
And they are very giant.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Tulina the seas.
We have even seas.
Sea.
Like the Red Sea.
Mediterranean Sea.
Mediterranean Sea.
Tulina nenyanja.
We have even
water bodies.
But why?
Bermuda Triangle.
Bermuda Triangle. Because of the mask which gets out of there. It's what shows their main base where it is. It's like their flag. Like you put that your and you put your flag there. It does not accept any fleet to pass that territory. When they pass there, they swallow everything which passes there. That's where they have spent a lot of people's time. And they are inventing things which are ununderstandable.
Tuli mweze chilisula makumi abiri musambu. Nolu nyiriri. Luakobiri.
Ezekiel 27 verse 2.
Bwati wayogera Mukama Katonda nti, gwe ayi Tuulo, oyogedde nti nze natuukirira mu bulungi, ensalo zo ziri mu mutima gw'ennyanja, abazimbi bo batuukiriza obulungi bwo.
Okuzimba kugenda mu maaso.
Building is moving on right there.
Wansi mu nyanja.
Under the sea.
Era ng'eno.
And there.
Gye batutte abantu be muwulira nti bayoleseddwa eggulu.
That's where they take people who claim that they have gone to heaven. Bagamba
nti basinganye bateekako ettaffaali.
And they say that they met when your bricks are being put on your structures.
Ennyumba ye bateekako ettaffaali.
And your structure they are putting your brick on.
Endala bazireka
wawo. Others were left and abandoned there.
Babatwala wano wansi mu nyanja.
They take them under the sea.
Bata batwala mu nyanja.
They don't take them under the sea.
Wano mbwakabaka bwe mu
nyanja. Yeah, in the kingdom of the stars.
Kubanga jo bakyanzimba
nekati. Up to now they are still building there.
Ati bwotuuka mbwakabaka bwe
mu nyanja. When you reach the kingdom of the stars.
Kubanga enzimba yayo nzo kuruza.
The building there, you may think it's heaven. All those messages you hear of buildings, they are drunk for God. You see, they built it long time from the foundation of creation of heaven and earth. No more builds.
And not
angels that want to build. God himself built it.
I don't know
it. Hebrews.
Hebrews
11,
8-16.
The city God built himself, and he is the founder of that city. He built and made himself, not an angel which he built. This one says, they met angels building structures. But these angels, they are the fallen ones, then the kingdom of the stars and under the sea. Now the message they brought you, and they told you they are putting a brick for you any time you serve and minister. Yet those days, up to today, even whatever was being ministered wasn't of God. Come to Jesus. Jesus is going to give you money.
Yes.
Jesus.
He
takes you to nations.
He
will take you to nations or to heaven.
The gospel
which was preached was twisted. And men were rather supporting it more.
And
went on the streets.
And you
began to preach that your priests will be put onto your structures in heaven. But they are building under the sea.
They build
the principalities, the kingdom of the stars.
To reach there
and show you structures and cities. They are still building. That's why they take people in the visions, you see. And they show they are still building. Here in the
city,
they show that some of them they have grown grass within them. In which heaven does grass grow? The grass grew in your structure.
Ever
since you stopped ministering, the house was abandoned. When you serve in the serving of knowledge, it is a case to deceive all these people. And you have served in what you don't understand. And you too deceive many
others.
Your contract is not finished yet. Why do you serve when you deceive? Jesus
listened
to all telling us. In my Father's house are many mansions. Wasn't that I wouldn't have told you. But I've just got to just prepare. Remember, his preparations were they were being chased never to go back. Now they had to add us many other places to live. He had to do a new preparation in the same house and mansions.
Now,
here where they
build
their building under the sea, principalities are there, the fallen angels. I saw your house not yet finished, brother. And it was on wall plate, but the grass that grew within it, tall grass. And you say they brought you a mess from heaven. These ones in masquerade to be preachers of righteousness. And they make themselves to be angels of light. When they bring a message, they show you there an angel with wings flying. And they in this mission, they have drunk blood to make those wings. For in the last war in heaven, they were beaten and disfigured. Now they make themselves. And they put streets and you may think it's heaven. And they appear to be angels of light. And they appear to Gabriel. When you ask him of what Gabriel did, and what is expected with that, he no more remembers. I am Michael. When you look at Michael analytically, the face is very funny. When you look at him, the face begins to be disfigured. The other is put on a scare thing, crow. Not real. When you look analytically, he gets totally disfigured. When
you see
scriptures, he begins to argue. For that,
But what was
scriptures, I would ask them things.
7 years,
not something easy. And I'm going to different visions going and coming in the trance. Sometimes they used to con me. And they read there, they were like, these men have conned me. But God
left
it that I may know what concerns them. And they take you, they show another city.
As you
look at the lampstand, what kind of... The ones I saw on Jerusalem, one is missing. These are four. These are four. The other six.
They do
and they build dreams which are not real visions. Now the messages we've been having,
in
someone tells you when I went to meet Jesus, every time we passed the beach, beach is where the way going to heaven is. Then they went under the sea and the books began to sell in this world.
This
principality, what they have not done, they shouldn't let anyone go back to heaven. They can turn you in every way. Let's move on.
Ezekiel 27, verse
5.
Embawo ezo zonna baazijja mu miberozi egiva mu Seniri. Bajje emivule ku Lebanoni okukolera omulongooti.
Egyawula ennyanja zonna.
What separates all seas?
Mulongooti
gwa. This is where their mast is.
Oguvayo ne kusika meri
nnyonyi. That antenna of they which come and gets and takes all the ships and...
Bamuda tebacha mu sambawo.
Bamuda they no more build it with timber now.
Simu mazibisa.
They build with precious stones. Very nice structures, glass. When you reach there and they show you, when your house is still being built, they can fake you and they show you a Paul who is not there. And Paul is short. And he's a very short, short Paul. They can show you Stephen.
Or they show you
Lazarus was sleeping on the street without way of sleep.
And they didn't see Lazarus.
He never preached he's sleeping on the streets.
Get a message.
They also take messages.
When
they take you boundary triangle or in the principalities.
There.
Now there's one woman. She told them.
As
she was young, she was taken in heaven in the space. Ask her what she saw there. After she went to America. When they asked her what God has sent her, God sent me to work miracles.
But
it is not from the Lord.
When
I check out the apostles, he never sent them to work miracles.
Miracles
just follows what he sent them. The gospel of the kingdom of God. When he sends all disciples,
God
tells the kingdom of God is near. Raise the dead, cast demons, heal disease, freely you've been given, you too freely give. But the other went to heaven, is
nothing.
She was taken in a space up there.
There is
a rainbow which is not real.
Which
can't speak people, they fake it.
It
can swallow you when you're on the way walking. And they take you in the space in the middle of the
church.
And you find a false Jesus. And he's seated. My son, I send you to serve me. These Jesus, as I saw all of them. And they are like him. When you ask him more questions concerning, are you Jesus the Word of God who began with the Father who died and raised
him,
who was seated in heaven? You begin to see him changing the face.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. If you're still asking Jesus, tell me how big you are in his size. Explain to me. He doesn't know how his size is. When you ask him, I don't understand, you see the face changing. That's why a man is in South Africa, he
said,
he met Jesus when he was brownish and God was like white. Now, brethren, concerning the principalities,
it's
not something easy, but they are easy to understand. And the one who sees knowledge,
like
Proverbs 8,
that
all can be easy, but when they will get knowledge, and they won't understand, praise Jesus. But this sea,
Bermuda
Triangle, where it is,
Atlantic
Ocean,
what
helps us separate it is that mast or antenna, where their main base is. Read it for us again, that verse.
Ezekiel 27,
verse 5.
Embawo ezo zonna baazijja mu miberozi egiva ku Seniri. Bajja emivule ku Lebanoni okukolera omulongooti. Enkasi ezo bazikoze mu myera egya Besani. Emmanga zo bazikozesa amasanga agawaayirwa mu nzo ezaava ku bizinga bya Kitimu. Ettanga lyo lyali lya bafuta eriko omulimu ogw'eddalizi ogwava Emisiri. Libeere kyoli ebendera. Engoye ezakaniki n'ezeffulungu ezaava ku bizinga ebya Erisa ze zaali ettandaluwayo.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. And these people, they work with things. They come to find banners. If they are churches of the devil, most of them come with colors. And they say this and this color, it means this and that. Others, what they call a banner, they are like scarves. You see some prophets now, and they don't preach without a scarf upon their neck, or when they are not covering their heads. When you read Ezekiel, when they come from the kingdom of the stars, where their headquarters is, they get in the sea, and they get your commands, and they read the map
afresh.
Where are the people who are still troubling them, who are held on understanding and knowing God, and they begin to know how they're going to haunt you now, and to strengthen the others who have been trying to escape their prisons.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Kati basin zirao.
Now they base there. And they choose people in the world from different families, different clans. And they become their messengers. Others are there to move these evil spirits of the fallen angels. They are like in one person, 100 of them. And they upon one person, they move upon him. And they go seeking where they will stand rich. Praise Jesus.
That's why it's
only people who are in the shrine because of them. These usual shrines, besides the ones that have advanced, and they have entered in buildings. Those ones on the shrines, they have to put something up, a clock upon their waists, something of the wizards. Now, when you see these churches, most of them have those things. They hold on the scripture of the handkerchiefs, the handkerchiefs which the apostles gave to people.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now, all that, they are showing you what is done right there. In the space. Let's move on briefly.
Ezekiel sura ya makumi abiri musanvu n'olunyiriri lwa munaana.
Ezekiel 27 verse 8.
Abatula mu Sidoni ne Aluvadi bebali abavuzi bo. Abagezigezi bo.
Mulimu abavuzi.
They were horsemen.
Bo batambuza myoyo.
They move spirits.
Babaita ba transporter.
They are called transporters.
What's the film we imagine about?
I think we've watched that film. You see things as if they are a job.
And
they are moving on to do their works. I pray you read that before
through
so we have to study this verse, the whole of it. And we finish it.
So
that we may know what did they do. You've ever studied, but you studied it half. You want to pass through it briefly, quick.
Atulimu Ezekiel sura ya makumi abiri musanvu
olunyiriri lwa munaana. Ezekiel 27 verse 8.
Abatula mu Sidoni ne Aluvadi bebali abavuzi bo. Abagezigezi bo bali mugwe. Ayi Tulo bebali abagoba abo.
They were seamen. And those people, they don't usually make a center where they are found.
They
like agents. Only they capture churches. He comes and is on 1 month in that place. He's counting the weak people among them. He can pack his spirit with him, that he may offload demons upon himself. They go and they are packed with demons. Who are they? We are going to offload ourselves to. So that they cannot make a body for themselves. That they come appear here.
Oh, it
takes them to drink much blood.
From
blood within it there is life. A little life.
Now
the one to appear must drink enough blood that they got enough life. That one is chief among them. And they are just looking for blood for the chief of them. They don't take this color of blood. There is a little life they search for, which shall be explained ahead. Now there are some, and they don't get out of a human being there within him. Then if they drink of that enough blood, when they get off him, he won't die. And they appear like for 20 years. And they can be there the following kid. And you find the kid they don't understand. And they were messed up. But the transporters are there from the human beings, and they're taken under the sea. Oh, they are raised when they're trained in that.
Even
some of the boys of heart,
and children,
they grow in hell but not in hell. They grow under the sea. Many times they say the planets are eight, but they mean under the sea. Those are the departments there. They
should
say that they grow up in hell, in blood hell. The earth is a prison. They are angels, Abaddon's working there.
But
these ones have grown under the sea. They are changed and they cease to eat food. And they need to look for blood. We need to seek life. To gather for all the spirits upon him to eat.
Now
that one is a transporter. He moves and spreads the spirits.
And
these ones to come in synagogues lining up and you're praying. He puts with the demons in all the people around and he's in the front or he's in the back of the line. Now you are praying for every person. When you finish one, another arises with the demon. When you finish another, waste your time. You shouldn't get time to understand God. You are chasing demons. Go!
Fire!
You are in that time wasting. Now we shall not accept that. We are going to send angel Abaddon not troubling us. Pray we don't understand, we have left it. We want to pray through knowledge.
Ezekiel 27:9. Abakadde ba Gebali n'abagezigezi baayo baali muggwe nga be bakozi bo. Ebyombo byonna eby'okunyanja.
They are old people. And they have gotten old. But they don't get out of the shrine. Others pretend to be elders of churches. And it's a human being. But demons upon them, they don't leave that place. When you enter to do right things, they fight them. They have already seen you, they claim to be elders. Others stand and say, that one wants to throw down the church. Yet he is the one in that mission. When you look at those elders, they have no characters of God. Yet they capture pastors. They may not even eat for months, sitting down praying. Yet you think they are praying for what? They can spend 3 months claiming they are fasting. It's an old person right there. Yet they are night dancers and wizards. After you fellowship, they go aside to other things. Not every older, but I'm trying to show you. Some of them, they think they're within it. That's why they're not chosen to be elders of churches for knowledge, but for being wizards.
omukadde w'ekkanisa omutuufu
ateekeddwa
okuba n'okumanya kwa
katonda
era ng'akuumye obuwanika bw'ekigambo kya
katonda
okufaanana n'abakadde 24 abana abali mu ggulu kubanga abakadde 24 abana mu
ggulu
ekibafuula abakadde
simbi
wabula kumanya era kyobola omukadde ayogera mu
kubikuli
essuula eno
ey'okutaano
onye otandika olw'okuna
paka
olw'omukaaga yaddamu
yokaana
n'amugamba nti totya
kubanga
empologoma ya yuda yawangula okuba embulobonero okubikula ekitabo n'obubonero bwako
babeera
bamanyi babyama
kubikulwa 7:10-15
yamubuuza nti abambadde ebyambalo ebyeru
bavaawa
yokaana yali ategedde nti abakadde
bali bakimanyiamugamba
sa omanyi
namugamba
bavudde mbigana
ndimi n'amawanga
nemukubonaabona kuli okungi
nebanaaza
ebyambalo byabwe
musayi
gwa yesu
bavudde
babeera ano mu maaso
ga katonda
nga bamusinze
emisana
yesu
yeebazibwe
kati omukadde omutuufu
alina
okuba omukadde w'ekkanisa
ng'alinakumanya
kati mulimu buno obukadde bwetwogerako
obwetikka
emizimu
ngako
tekavaawo buli kiseera kagamba mukama yagambye tusiibe
ate
muba mumwesigama omukadde
w'ekkanisa baawe
budduka mu bufumbo buno
tubeera bufumbo
era beefuula abaafumbirwa kristo
yesuongera
fenafena twafumbirwa yesu
bayibuli
yogera mu
bakorinto
nti nno olunya lw'ekumi
n'emunti
yesuaddemu ng'omusota guli we gwali
bahaawekati
bano beefuula abaafumbirwa
yesu married to Christ
nebatuulaawo
and they sit there
kakati gwe bojja
now when you come
nawe n'obakopa
you to your cop
I'm
not going to marry the demons capture you
bano batuuka ekiseera
this was your time
nebagamba mbu oba bagwa mu mukwano
na yesu they have love with Jesus
mbwera besinkaneyo
that they meet with him in their room bedrooms
and they
experience the love of Jesus but they are with these fallen angels they are with. I want you to understand very well.
Kubanga kululi we twali tukisomeza
ebirebo
wasomera mu bibazo naye
obusuubuzi
bya busuubuzi byokka tewannyonnyoka abakadde bano babeera
bakolaki
bwe babeera ku kyalo kabeera ku kyalo nga kakiroga
kyonna
kabakaagalako emuba mwebuuzaako
emutakaebuuzaako
naye nga babeera bakadde ate tebamala
gafa
katulabe
Ezekiel essula ya 27 olunyi lwa 9 abakadde ba Gebali n'abagezigezi baayo baalimu ggwe
babeera bagezigezi ku
kyalo
gwe mulinako
omugezi
yaleeta endwadde mu bantu
wemumala
gwe
mwebuuzaako
Ezekiel 27:9 nga be bakozi bo ebyombo byonna eby'oku nnyanja n'abalunnyanja baabyo baabanga mu ggwe okuwamba ebyobuguzi bwo
kaakati bano bonna olaba abantu
abalina
emizimu gyebabeera ku
bioera
batuuka okuvuba nga balina
okuwemulawemula
okutuukira ddala nga baleesa obwonoonefu
mubantu
abalunnyanja bebantu ababeerawo nga bagunja
ebintuekiseeraekikyamu praise Jesus. There's something I'm adding on about fishermen. The years I was on the waters, they had a way of introducing you to that demon called Mokasa. Now the covenant they make you do, and they make you sleep with fish. But all people did that. No one has ever left that place. They dive along the waters.
and you get your hands and beat it and pound the waters, claiming you've come to make money. All the money you make, you cannot do anything out of it. That's what happens.
And
there are other places. And they say women cannot go there. And others. Evil actions on the waters. When someone falls there. That the woman, you go and you breastfeed the waters with your breast. You want your dead person to come out. Fallen angels have given your breast to suck you. Every child has given birth, they will be sucking like that. They will suck them every night. These are the ones who say, things are sucking my breasts. This they say when you're pregnant, go on the water and drink the water. You're dedicating your child to the spirits. Don't do any norm on a child. That you put them there. It's not the demons who dedicate them. Or who mold them in the womb. It's God.
Ezekiel 27, verse
10.
Obupelusi ne Luudi ne Puti bali mu jeryo. Abasajja bo
mulimu ababeera mu je.
Yeah, they were in Amen.
Bobino bitugamba nti nalwanye n'ekintu
mu anytime you say I fought with something in the dream, they are the ones within it. They are our fellow human beings. And they have those evil spirits upon them. They who came from the group of Michael. They were of warfare. Now they are within you and being fighting with them. And he's there in the day. In the night he's within the dreams of people. Why is God telling you this? In the prayer of warfare, you have to point on them.
Ezekiel 27:10.
Obupelusi
ne Luudi ne Puti bali mu jeryo. Abasajja bo abalwanyi baawanikanga mu ggwe engabo n'enkufiira.
They have helmets which move. When they make it for a leader. Those hearts. Even though you leave it home and you tell it, come, my helmet, it comes. It walks like alone itself. This heart is going where? They make helmets. And you put an evil spirit within it. And a fallen angel walking within it. Even jacket, different clothing. Every jacket and begin to wave it, and there is a demon within the jacket. You see yourself falling, he's just waving his jacket. They are professionals in dedicating the spirits within clothing or in different things. To call the other spirit and they put it upon a goat and it's upon a goat and they say that is the goat of the grandfather or the sheep or that is a cow of the grandfather. These are men in the systems. These ones, they enter even the church. If you have not accepted them, they can't give you their power. When you accept them, they put their powers within you.
Ezekiel 27:10.
Batenda
obuguzi bwo. Abasajja abe Yaluvadi wamu nejeryo babanga kuba bugwebo okwetoloola.
Kati mwawulidde ebigo biri byetwagala
okumenyamu
abantu nga bo bafuulibwa bwe
batyo.
Bwe tuba tusaba,
bo
ne badda mu bwengula
ate.
Muwulirako Kibuko Mumbali.
Kibuko yali
muntu.
He was a human being.
Nga yazalibwa muntu.
He was born a human being.
Omwoyo ogugenda eri mu
bantu. But he had a spirit which takes him into space.
Nga yeekweka yonna alwana.
And he hides there and he fights.
And the whites
got his body to go search out how he was jump climbing. He would hide in the clouds. All that appear in this world.
There are
people in the night who become other things. That's why these religions who claim they have those genes, those are the things.
Ezekiel 27, verse
11.
Nabagamada babanga mu bigobyo bawanikanga engabo zaabwe ku babugwebo okwetoloola
mulimu ababeera mu gundi mu basisters bakoze zikampu
naye
bano bonna babeera babateekayo mu bulogo buno
babeera
nebyo gye babeera
nabeeta
banajo mu
bwenzi
nabeefuula
abatafumbiddwa
tovola abafunira ddala omulamu
obulungi
anaasobola okwegatta
n'omuzimu
ng'amalako obulungi
and they are perfect.
They
get a sister and she's alive who will be able to satisfy a demon. Why don't they take a person and they are not functioning well? They choose the ones, those priests.
They
take the ones who are professionals in morality.
Never sister, about
the sisters, and they have the problem.
And
they don't just choose a sister who is not good and beautiful. They choose the ones who are beautiful. And they go give you their spirits.
Ezekiel 27,
verse 11.
Batuukiriza obulungi bwo. Talusiisi ye yabanga omusuubuzi wo olw'obugagga obw'engeri zonna. Baawangayo olw'obuguzi bw'effeeza n'ebyuma n'amabaati n'amasasi. Yavani, Tubali ne Meseki be baali abasuubuzi bo. Baawanga emibiri gy'abantu n'ebintu eby'ebikomo olw'obuguzi bwo.
Bano be basezi.
These are the night dancers.
Oyinza okuba tomanyi miyo gya busezi
gyavaawo.
Be bakusomesa wendi nti musoma
bizibu. Bw'obeeyagala
osoma obulungi banasezi bato olinasoma bino ebiri mu
Bayibuli. Bakusoma
simanyi kalondozi
simanyi.
Yeah,
you can know where the dancers came from. These are the fallen angels. They shared others are in eating people, human beings. The dead bodies. You say person something
engulfed
the night. They have gone. They have brought out a dead body.
They
cause it move with her, yet there is another spirit within that body. This spirit taking him to eat is what shifts into a dead body. And it comes like that.
They
meet in the way. And it's what kind of a human being moves like this? You may feel as if you're getting mad. But if you dare tap them like that, the other spirit shakes and runs from them and falls.
Now,
the night dancer can chase you thinking that you are claimed to die. He can chase you, come back my dead body.
People
have things troubling them. They don't know where they came from. These principalities, when they come from the stars, they enter Bermuda Triangle. They are going to haunt a human being.
Ezekiel 27:14. Abo ku nyumba ya Tolugama baawangayo embalaasi n'embalaasi ez'entalo n'ennyumbu olw'ebintu byo. Abasajja ab'e Dedani be baali abasuubuzi bo. Ebizinga bingi ebyali akatale ak'oku mukono gwo baakuleeteranga
bakuleteranga okuwanyisa amasanga n'emito n'emitoogo. Obusuuli yabanga musuubuzi wo olw'olufulube lw'emirimu gyo. Bawangayo olw'ebintu byo amayinja agannawandagala n'olugoye olw'effulungu n'omulimu ogw'eddalizi ne bafuta ennungi ne kolali n'amayinja amatwakaavu.
Yes, obutale bwonna emyoyo bagisitumayo emulyoka mubeera mu butale nga mumuwa makkula
ebigambo.
Obusuubuzi buno abubeera mu
nnyo
obwa buli ngeri era kyobola mu biro ebiri ebyayita baakuŋŋaanya nga bino byonna wansi mu
nnyanja
olwaleero kati ate bye bakomyawo osobole okuwanyisaamu nabo omwoyo
gwo.
Tuli mu Ezekiyeri 27:17.
Ezekiyeri 27:17.
Yuda n'ensi ya Isirayiri baabanga basuubuzi bo. Baawangayo olw'obuguzi bo eŋŋaano ey'eminisi n'ebyakaloosa n'omubisi gw'enjuki n'amafuta n'envumbo.
Now the word oil.
Israeli edda
mumanyi
lwaki ebiseera ebisinga yabeeranga eyimiridde Katonda
yabeerangabaddiranga
amafuta ago gonna
gatundayo
wansi mu
nyanja
kati abasajja ku mulembe
guno
ogenda ate bakuwa amafuta
agobebabaleetera
mu makanisa
amafuta bagajja Isirayiri and he pours upon you and you all shake and fall. But they do business long time in oil for a long time. Now they're the ones they go for and they claim it's anointing oil. And they put upon you and you cease to have understanding. They get it under the sea and they bring it right now back. For some time past they used to buy from Israel. And they put it under, reserve it under the sea. These men prepared their works long time. You church you doesn't want to prepare yourself
with
the word of God that how you hunt them. But they prepared many years back. Here we speak of BC before Christ on earth and Bermuda was existing.
Ezekiel 27:18.
Damasco
yabanga busubuzi bwo olw'olufulube lw'emirimu gyo olw'olufulube lw'obugagga obw'engeri zonna n'omwenge ogw'e Keruboni n'ebyoya by'endiga ebyeru.
Kati webatuuka ku mwenge
now when they reach wine they are also there
ne mugwamu amagezi
you cease to have understanding you say the things they already they have just made from matoke and the things
kutabulatabula
can it reach to corrupt you to that extent.
Yes.
Praise Jesus. Now, because that, brethren,
let's
move on to be saying. Let's move on.
Ezekiel 27:19. Vedani ne Yavani, bawangayo olw'ebintu byo obugoogwa, ekyuma, ekimasamasa ne kasiya, ne kalamo, byabanga mu buguzi bwo. Dedani yabanga musuubuzi wo olw'engoye ez'omuwendo omungi ez'okwebagalirako. Obuwalabu n'abalangira bonna ab'e Kedali.
Wano mu luzungu bagamba
Dedani
was your merchant in sandals, blankets for riding.
Ndi Dedani yali musuubuzi wo mu bulangiti
and sandals.
Ebyokwebagala ebyokutambuza ebyokutambuliramu
engatto
shoes
tangira
craft n'ebirala
engatto jasinga n'engatto yonga bagikola
kulani
yava mu Bermuda Triangle
and it was made right from Bermuda Triangle.
So you know tambula nga oli kubuzibu
and you have to walk when you've yipped yourself up like that.
Kakati bwobala okwambala engatto
now after putting on a heel like that
bwogira bwoti
wait
they
who are behind will face it. You see things of this world
are a
program that they are clothing fashion.
You
don't know why they do them.
bakola blanket ngeliko
omusota blanket that it has a serpent upon it it gets off you see blanket serpent in the blanket now my blanket has become a serpent that's why you have to get a blanket
prepared
for it and don't just buy what has designs of serpents upon it. Where did it enter me? These ones make even the blankets to cover yourselves. And they make a shoe. And you wonder why they put a serpent as a design on the shoe. The shirt, it has a dragon with the eyes on your shirt. There is a skull. The brother was speaking with him tomorrow, yesterday.
Sister.
She was putting on a blouse
here. Yeah.
The word upon it was like of God.
I always pray first.
The one praying has a cigar like this. The first prayer before the smoke. A brethren read the one on top, never saw the image down. I'll bring it to us. She read the one I always pray fast, but the one with the cigar smoking. Now the clothing you see, you have to be very careful of them. You wonder why they brought a slit. You put on and the cigars to look behind that is up here. The other spirits are searching out. Human beings, they will not be saved unless in their clothing. For they know in scriptures, God says, even women in the clothes, like they will claim to fear God, as Sarah was, if they claim her to be their mother. And they tell us, men shouldn't clothe the ones of the women. Now you find yourself, you have earrings, you are a man. Let us see. I don't know whether time is enough for us.
Atuli mwezechele sura ya makumi abili musambu. Nolu nye itu kula makumi abili mu rumu.
Ezekiel 27 verse 21.
Obwalabu. Naba langirabu na abe kedali. Abo. Baba angaba suvuzi. Bamukono guo. Baba angaba suvuzi bo. Uruwaba anabe indiga. Ne indiga. Ennume n'embuzi abasuubuzi abeseeba ne Laama baabanga basuubuzi bo baawangayo olw'ebintu byo ebyakaloosa ebisinga byonna
olina okwegendeeza ebyakaloosa
weefuuyira
ekintu
buli
musajja neseeba bi naye ng'agamba
every man even an ugly one will begin to propose to you because of your spray. And after you do that, and you feel the spirit telling you, you are so beautiful, everyone is proposing to you. If you're a man, you spray yourself. You begin to see women, they are lining upon you. And you see as if you're favored and blessed for that.
Yet
the devil is in his plans. And within them, one comes and overcomes you. It's just a spice that, or a perfume that you spread upon yourself. Others are made other than the sea.
Simple.
And they put in two companies here. And they just add in here.
Ezekiel esura ya makumi abiri musanvu olunyirwa abiri mu bbiri.
Ezekiel 27 verse 22.
Gonna agomwendo mungi ne zaabu. Kalani ne Kane ne Edeni n'abasuubuzi abeseeba ne Alusi ne Asuri ne Kirumadi babanga basuubuzi bo. Abo be babanga abasuubuzi bo olw'ebintu ebironde olw'emitumba gya kaniki n'emirimu egya ddalizi n'essanduuko ez'ebyambalo ezinekaaneka
abamu babeera mu blue closing si sanduuko mwezi kyo
like
naye nga programu ezisinga zonna
bazijjeyotomala
gagula
oyinza
okulaba gundi zino muzi w'abagole
suitcases
ngaerika akakyala kabadde kapale
kokka
gwogula mbuotwala waka
olumala
okukoleezakoleeza mukazi lumu ajja kuba taliwo nga guli omwoyo
gwogutya
tuli mu Ezekiyeri essula 27:24 ezisibibwa n'emigwa egikolebwa emivule mu by'obuguzi bwo ebyombo eby'e Talusiisi bye byakutambuliranga olw'obuguzi bwo era wagaggawala n'oba wa kitiibwa kinene mu mutima gw'ennyanja
naalyo obugagga bwonna n'abujjuza eri wansi
kunyanjawati
leero bawamba
abasumbaa
n'omusingana n'empeta
n'agamba
eno
This one
is
over 100 million. Where did he get it? My child, you seek the Lord. But which God? Brings which are like snails, but they come from the sea under. You find them putting postures around. You ask them, where do you get them? Yet they grab them from the sea under. That was given a gift from Israel when he went to feast.
Tuli mu Ezekiyeri essula 27 n'olunyiri 26.
Ezekiel 27:26.
Abavuzi bo bakutuusiza awali amazzi amangi
kakati buli awali amazzi
wherever there is much water
they have
put a base there
takube kayanja mukayanja
kakabaka it's a lake a small lake
nakoba kakola mwezi
te it they make a base within it
tugenda okutimbula
we are going to beat these ones
tugenda basindikira abadoni
we are going to send abadoni to them every place wherever they are You don't know what you have been trying to beat wherever, you don't know where the targets are.
The
devil puts a scarecrow when you hit it and it's a sight. But this time, wherever there is much water. They put a base there.
Tuli mu Ezekiyeri essula 27
n'olunyiri 27:27
obugagga bwo n'ebintu byo abavuzi bo bakutuusiza awali amazzi amangi omuyaga ogw'ebuvanjuba gukumenye mu mutima gw'ennyanja obugagga bwo n'ebintu byo obuguzi bwo abalunnyanja bo n'abagoba bo abakozi bo n'abawamba obuguzi bwo n'abasajja bo bonna abalwanyi baali mu ggwe wamu n'ekibiina kyo kyonna ekiri mu ggwe wakati baligwa mu mutima gw'ennyanja ku lunaku olw'okugwakwo
kati ekiseera eky'okugwa
kyabwetubolekeddeeraendabakubirayo
munyanjaabadonibulimalikabesekamafe agenda
okujjanaffe
kyetubakozeekyokubanga tuteekateeka okudda kwa mukama
wafeyesuokuyita
mu njiri y'obwakabaka bwa
katonda
kubanga yasuubiza n'agamba
Matthew 24:14 that the gospel of the kingdom of God it will be preached in all nations to be a witness and the end will come that too is what we are on now we want to prepare for his coming but as he comes and we've beaten they who have been waiting to fight him praise Jesus they would have handled it well And our master too is happy. I have the children, what they have done for me in the world. Praise Jesus. We want the master to relight within us.
Ezekiel esulayo makumi abiri musanvu n'olunyiriri lw'abiri mu munaana. Olw'eddoboozi ery'okuleekaana kw'abagoba abo.
Bapayiroti baabadde batambuza emyojo
bonna
tugenda balumba buli
kakuwoludde bakampinga.
Tukube.
We shall beat them.
Maiko,
you send Michael. You send the angel of fire.
Angel
of Adon, cut in the space.
You
hear those prayers as the Holy Spirit makes this. Every place in the
house of people,
under the beds, in the mountains, in the false prophets, in the false religions, on the heads of all people, in all the seas and lakes, in the valleys, in the kingdom of the stars, wherever. One place where we wish them.
And
we wish them
blessed.
Your blessing with the sorrow is hell, bottomless pit.
Ezekiel sura makumi abiri musambu n'olunyiri lw'abiri mu munaana. 7:27-28. Olw'eddoboozi ly'okuleekaana kw'abagoba abo, ebyalo ebiriraanyeewo
wagenda kubawo ebyewuunyisa.
There is going to be surprises.
Omanyi mulimu ebyalo ebigenda okubanga tebikyaliko na mizizo.
There are villages where demons will normally reside there.
Ng'ebyalo ebyo obukadde buno obadde obitereka
tulukulye. Where the elders have been hidden, we shall beat them all.
Buno obwesabisasabisa
mu makuŋŋaaniro nga synagogues that the elders
bonna bonna tebukyalimu.
And they are no more there, all of them.
Kamaze omu emyaka kaaloga ekkanisa
tekyadde okuyimuka okumanya Katonda. They are not raising, knowing God.
Ezekiel sura ya makumi abiri musanvu n'olunyiri lw'abiri mu mwenda.
Ezekiel 27:29.
N'abo bonna abakwata enkasi n'abalunyanja abagoba bonna ab'oku nyanja baliva mu byombo byabwe baliyimirira ku lukalu era baliwulisa eddoboozi lyabwe nga bakukaabira era baliririra nga baliko obuyinike ne basuula enfuufu ku mitwe gyabwe era balyekulukuunya mu vvu era bali kumwera ne beesiba ebikutu.
Kakati wano olina okwegendereza era kano akabonero bakakola mu biseera bwe mufeereddwa
okumwaka
emberi zonna
n'okwesiba ekinankanimu.
Simanyi munakuwadde
nnyo. Yeah, you've gotten so sore and saddened.
Mukola bintu bifaana bwe.
Don't do things like that.
Ebyo ebintu.
Don't think.
Biraga nti munnange onakuwalidde nnyo sitaani
mu mujje tetugenda bulungi. They show that you've gotten so saddened that the devil's work has not proceeded on well.
Sibwa kubona kuwadderwa
mu. Namu
nnyo olwa mwasebe
emitwe. Repeat the cut off, they shave the hair.
Akapwene kawera flat.
And the head is flat without hair.
Nodo onofuna omuzina
gorugoye. And you get a funny cloth tied in your waist.
You've
gotten so saddened.
Erejo bayakikola.
And that day
you see it. Kabone ku muntu
ebisele kisenge upon someone that they are not overcoming and they are going to heaven when the sinner is lost.
Mwachi kwate bukwatize musikanga
mukigenza nacho. You can't just follow it like that.
Nemukwate mtu nejimuwala kato bwana
ebikwe. Shift hair from young children.
Nemwesiba.
And you tie funny clothing. Old ones on your waist.
Ezekiel 27 olinyirwa 30.
Ezekiel 27:30.
Era baliwuliza eddoboozi lyabwe nga bakaabira era nga balirira nga baliko obuyinike ne basuula enfuufu ku mitwe gyabwe ne beekulukuunya mu vvu.
Era n'okunaaba mba temunaaba.
Even bath you never bath.
Mumala ennaku mmeka?
Simanyi nnyo naye. I don't know much.
Mu nsi y'omwoyo.
But I know it in the spiritual realm.
Temunaba pak nakumeka.
You don't bath for many days.
Satu meka oruganda tubuli. Teri kuna.
There is no bathing.
Emizimu je bubera mwanirize
waka. Demons you are welcoming home.
Bano bamalaika abagwa. Bakoza abana bonna
baje mu bitu batatukira nabi. Things they don't understand.
Teri kuna.
There is no bathing.
Mubera ku choto nga mwekulukuja.
You are on an altar, you are in ash.
Hehehehe.
Imagine
the things on this world, but they are not known by people.
If you
are in disobedience, if you are disobedience, you might be driven by the spirit of the devil. You cannot exist when you're just a human being alone.
First,
if you have the spirit of the Lord, you must have a demon upon you, a fallen angel, which works within you. We are two types of people. They led by the spirit of the Lord, and they led by the spirit of the devil. We led by the spirit of the Lord. We are children of God. The rest you think are those children.
And
they are led by who? You as leader shape their forehead. Did you know what you're doing? And refusing to bath. When you bath, they beat you. How dare you bath, you child? We are waiting. We are welcoming something from the sea. Remember, as you get to see, another's come on another's head, who are
dying.
You gave him a password to enter him on someone's head.
Ezekiel 27:31. Era bali kumwera nebesiba ebibukutu.
They shave their hair. And they put their cloth upon their waist, their passwords of Bermuda Triangle under the sea. And wherever there is a sea or a water body, these are principalities doing this. They shape your head and you will come demons, the fallen angels. One of them comes on another's head and they claim, I've come back. We shall see this on Sunday. How did they come on Sunday? How did they claim to be demons of the dead? It's us who give them passwords. And they work in the children of disobedience as they want. And you begin to make funeral rites. And you say, let's finish it that it can capture others. Let's put the hair to take over whatever you've killed. What they hand over to you alone. Ezekiel 27:31.
Era bali kukaabira amaziga ememe zaabwe nga ziriko obuyinike nga bawuubaala nnyo nnyini.
Era bw'okaaba wano
n'olowooza okwokaaba bibi. The spirit is the one upon you making you cry. The spirit is the one making you cry like that.
This,
he had grown. He's of 6 years. He had grown. If he was of 23 years, he was young. The other spirit works upon this world. Things they speak, they don't understand them. Now the devil gets within you and makes you speak for his behalf. He makes you speak things which are not. The one of 6 years you claim he had matured. Now the one who dies at 23 you claim he was young. He died younger. And you wail with much grief. Yet he has stolen him, he has done things and cast him in
here.
He's the one who is leading what he does. After he stands aside and he mocks you, and you got saddened.
Ezekiel 27:32. Awo nga bakuba ebiwoobe, balitanula okukungubagira, ne bakukungubagira nga boogera nti ani afaanana Tuulo, afaanana oyo alisibibwa wakati mu nnyanja. Ebintu byo bwe byavanga ku nnyanja wajjuzanga amawanga mangi.
Listen carefully here.
In time when you
Mu biro ennyanja bwe yakumenya mu buziba obw'amazzi.
Jukira ennyanja egenda kwecyanga ku lunaku
lulye.
Okusina ebitwala mu Isaiah
24. The world is going to be devastated, turned upside down.
He
built under the sea is going to be destroyed. All we are studying right now, remember we're preparing that day.
It
must begin to haunt them right now, these principalities.
This
moment they are led by Jezebel, the first fallen angel, after the devil being imprisoned.
We
are going to be seeing all that.
Ezekiel 27:34.
Mu biro
ennyanja bwe yakumenya mu buziba bw'amazzi, obuguzi bwo n'ekibiina kyo kyonna ne bigwa wakati mu ggwe. Abo bonna baali ku bizinga, abo bonna abaali ku bizinga bakusamaaliridde ne bakabaka baabwe batidde nnyo nnyini, amaaso gaabwe geeraliikiridde. Abasuubuzi ab'omu mawanga bakusooza, ofuuse entiisa so tobengawo nate ennaku zonna.
Bonna abadde bakolagana naye
bagamba
n'omusajjaalyatumalira
obuddekale
yenna yatuziba amaaso
naye
bino byatujja
kweyongeraolunaku
luli eri akomera amalago
yayongeran'ebintu
ebira byayongera okukolanatumanya lwaki okuva edda baagambanga omuzimu
an evil spirit from the Lord. He was who? What demon comes from heaven? Oh, they were fallen angels. We shall be seeing all that. God bless you. Thank you for coming.